Thank you for listening to Alt Latino. You know, summer's almost over and there's still so much good music in the air. The All Songs Considered podcast is one of NPR's music discussion and discovery podcasts. You can find new All Songs episodes every Tuesday at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app.
If you go away on this summer day.
Now I've heard it all. You might as well. Frank Sinatra.
I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And we are on a balcony in Los Angeles, overlooking the city and listening to music. Your latest mixtape.
So I was traveling recently and I was in Los Angeles, and for once I got to stay at a really nice hotel. It was this very classic Hollywood era hotel. And I was just in this Hollywood black and white femme fatale mood.
Wow.
And a gorgeous hotel, the Culver City Hotel. Have you been? You're a big hotel guy.
I've been to Culver City Hotel, yeah.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's very nice, very period.
And I just kind of started pretending I was like Greta Garbo or Marilyn Monroe. And I made a mixtape. We're starting off with Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra.
We'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees, worship the wind. Then if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, if you go away. If you go away, as I know you must, there'll be nothing left in the world to trust. Just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. I'd have been the shadow of your dog if I thought it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, please don't go away.
A slight stylistic change for Alt Latino this week, but I can dig it, okay? Because I'm a huge Sinatra fan.
I didn't know that about you.
Oh, man. I love Sinatra.
This song is based on a song by a French musician, Jacques Brel. There's this line in the song that says, it's something along the lines of, I would have been the shadow of your dog if I knew it would make you stay. I just think it's so heartfelt and anguished, which is funny because when I talked to our producer Soraya Mohammed about doing this mixtape, her initial reaction was, so a mixtape to jump off a balcony. But it's not. I was actually feeling so spectacular in this breezy window overlooking Culver City and, you know, just being goofy, impersonating like a Greta Garbo or one of these Hollywood starlets.
Sure.
And yeah, it's like a goofy kind of sentimentality and melancholy. And I think that if you listen to this song when you're in a terrible mood and heartbroken, it's devastating. Yeah. But if you listen to it when you're actually having a great time in Los Angeles, it can be kind of like a goofy melodrama. Let's go to Chavela Vargas, Macorina.
Oh my gosh. Sinatra than Chavela.
Maybe we need to rename this the Cortavena show.
The vein cutters.
Ponme la mano aquí, Macorina. Ponme la mano aquí. Ponme la mano aquí, Macorina. Ponme la mano aquí. Tus pies dejaban la estera y se escapaba tu saya. Las cañas azucares se echaban por el camino para que tú las molieras como si fueses un molino. Ponme la mano aquí, Macorina. Ponme la mano aquí. Ponme la mano aquí, Macorina. Senos, carne de Anón, tu boca una bendición de guanábana madura, y era tu fina cintura la misma de aquel danzón. Ponme la mano aquí, Macorina, ponme la mano aquí, ponme la mano. Aquí, Macorina, ponme la mano. Después el amanecer que de mis brazos te lleva, y yo sin saber qué hacer de aquel olor a mujer, a mango y a caña nueva, con que me llenaste al son caliente de aquel danzón. Ponme la mano aquí, Macorina. Ponme la mano aquí. Ponme la mano aquí, Macorina. Ponme la mano aquí.
A very iconic song.
I have heard a lot of versions about what this song is about. I've heard a version in which it was about a very well-known prostitute in Cuba who became the first woman to be able to drive. Did you know that?
No idea.
Yeah. I heard a lot of versions of it.
Quite a few years ago, NPR did a series called 50 Great Voices, and I was able to do a feature on Chavela Vargas. And we talked about this song. We had the curator, Marvette Perez, from the Smithsonian, who has since passed. She came in and talked about Chavela's status among the LGBT plus community. But in particular, this song, because it was a woman singing to another woman, put your hand right here, touch me here. Very subtle, very sublime, very nuanced. But it was a woman singing to a woman. And it was controversial and added to the mystique of Chavela.
Well, and Chavela would also take on the stage dressed as a man. Chavela was a total transgressor and had very famous affairs, including with Frida Kahlo.
It does fit perfectly right behind Sinatra because they're two iconic voices. Because you hear Chavela, you just know right away.
Okay, so I have another really iconic sound for you. I'm going to play something by the Flamingos. This is Mio Amore.
Take my lips and kiss them.
Take my love.
Take my hands and hold them. I am yours, my love, till the end of time. My arms, let them hold you.
eyes, let them show you I
I love what they're doing with their voice, the little doo-wop. I don't know why. It reminded me of spending nights in Puerto Rico. And you know how in Puerto Rico they have this infestation of little, like, sapitos? Mm-hmm. Ranitas. How do you say rana?
Little frogs.
And they're all like, rah, 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 rah. Like, they make a really specific noise. And I always imagine that it's like these little coquitos going like, mio amore, mio amore.
What always fascinates me is because of, you know, you came here at a later age, is how you interpret stuff, in this case, the whole doo-wop scene, and put it in a different cultural context. Because we grew up with this in a certain cultural context of where it took place and when it developed and all that. But you don't have that context. And I love that it's a fresh new way to look at something that we think we already know.
Oh, thank you.
And there's a slight twist. There's always a slight twist to how you interpret the culture. That's why with this, when you hear the flamingos, I think of, I have definitely a certain mindset.
What do you think
of? I'm just thinking of East Coast, doo-wop. It's a whole school, right? And it's a mixture of black and white. So it's a certain school, but it's completely different for you. And it's just fun to listen to it through your ears.
The next song I brought is all about interpreting something that is very classic in English language music, reinterpreting it. And this is Seu Jorge doing, I'm not even going to tell you what the name of this song is. See if you can figure it out. Of course you will.
Quando as coisas do coração não consegue compreender e a mente não faz questão e nem tem forças para obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte, então vem. Da sua língua, então vem, quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Quantas coisas do coração não consegue compreender, porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou querer quem sou. Meu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on
In case you didn't recognize it, but I see that you did because you're nodding your head. That was David Bowie's Life on Mars. It's from the soundtrack of The Life Aquatic, and he did a whole album with covers of David Bowie songs.
Another example of how a great song just is just there, and you can't do anything to make it any less than it is. It's a beautiful song no matter what language, no matter what arrangement.
Also, this is one of the rare covers that I think is every bit as brilliant and very different than the original. We get a lot of cover songs sent to us, submitted to us. The truth is, it's so difficult to do a good cover because in the best of cases, it will sound like a good imitation. In the worst case, it's a bad imitation. And what Seu Jorge, the Brazilian singer, did here is very rare. He did a version that is every bit as beautiful and really distinct.
Okay, Jazz, what's next?
Let's stay in Brazil.
Okay.
I brought a song by a Brazilian artist I don't feel gets enough love. This is Simone, and the song is O Que Será.
O que será que lhe dá? O que será, meu nego? Será que lhe dá? Que não lhe dá sossego, será que me dá? Será que o meu chamego quer me judiar? Será que isso são horas dele vadiar? Será que passa fora o resto do dia? Será que foi-se embora? Essa criança quer me agonia. Será que não se cansa de desafiar o que não tem descanso nem nunca terá? O que não tem cansaço nem nunca terá? O que não tem limite? O que será? que dá dentro da gente, que não desfia, que desacata a gente, que é revelia, que é feito um aguardente que não sacia, que é feito estar doente de uma folia, que nem 10 mandamentos vão conciliar, nem todos os ungüentos vão.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break from the music on the balcony and remind you to listen to NPR's other music discovery podcast, All Songs Considered. You can find new episodes every Tuesday at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. Now let's turn the music back up and go back out onto the balcony.
Que não tem governo nem nunca terá. O que não tem vergonha nem nunca terá. O que não tem juízo. Terá. O que não tem vergonha, nem nunca terá. O que não tem juízo.
There is no doubt a very definite mood to the show this week.
But it's not sad.
It's not sad.
It's just wistful and windy and it's breezy, breezy.
Maybe a little melancholy, but it's certainly introspective.
It's the joy of melancholy. Like my dad's soccer team chants, the art of suffering.
What are we going to suffer through next?
Come on. Nobody's suffering here. Let's keep it in Brazil, because nobody does saudade, which is the pleasure of melancholy and of missing, like Brazilians do. They're the masters of saudade. Let's move on to one of the fathers of samba, Cartola. This song is called Preciso Me Encontrar, which means I need to find myself.
Preciso andar, vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar. Deixe-me, preciso andar, vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar. Quero assistir ao sol nascer, ver as águas dos rios correr, ouvir os pássaros cantar. Eu quero nascer, quero viver. Deixe-me, preciso andar, vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar. Se alguém por mim perguntar, diga que eu só vou voltar depois que me encontrar. Quero
assistir ao sol nascer, ver as águas dos rios correr, ouvir os pássaros cantar. Eu quero nascer, quero viver, deixe-me, precisa andar. Vou por aí a procurar, sorri pra não chorar.
Deixe-me, preciso andar. Vou por aí a procurar, sorri pra não chorar.
Deixe-me, preciso andar. Vou por aí a procurar, sorri pra não chorar.
I think so much gets lost in translation when it comes to Brazilian music and Brazilian culture. And a lot of times it's stereotyped as this vapidly party music. And there's such a depth and there's such an existentialism and there's so much angst in it. And one of my favorite lines from this song is "Deixe-me ir, preciso andar." Let me go. I need to roam. I need to walk. There's like a sense of claustrophobia in this song. And it reminds me a lot of another song much later by Chico Buarque, which is Você Não Entende Nada. You don't understand anything. A title that in itself is claustrophobic and entrapped. And he has a line in that song, Eu quero irme embora. Eu quero dar afora. E quiero que você venha comigo. Like, I want to get out of here, and I want you to come with me. It's very important to understand that this music was being made in decades in which Brazil was going through a very difficult time. And they had this facade of partying and happiness, but there was also this sense of anguish, of let me go, I need to get out of here. And the music encompasses all that so beautifully, that real sense of being a tiger trapped in a bourgeois cage. And his voice is wary.
Right.
He's tired. He has the raspiness of a man who has stayed up too many nights plotting his escape and smoking too many cigarettes while he does it, but never has the courage to escape.
Standing on a balcony.
Plotting your escape.
From a balcony. That's the theme of this week's playlist.
Next up, I have a guilty pleasure. I had to come out to my best friend and tell him, I really like Rafael. Who is the equivalent of a Spanish singer Rafael? Like a super cheesy, schmaltzy ballad singer who wears a lot of polyester.
Engelbert Humperdinck or Wayne Newton from Las Vegas.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
I love his music. It's so over the top. It also reminds me a lot of my grandmother, who would blast Rafael while she cooked, and she was always very angry at my grandfather.
Let's hear it.
This is Francesca.
Even the title.
Que pasamos los días que estuviste junto a mí, recuerda cómo nos enamoramos. Francesca, no me dejes, te lo pido. Si ya sabes que no vivo, si no tengo tu cariño.
Francesca.
mi Francesca, no me dejes, te lo pido. Pues ya sabes que no vivo si no tengo tu cariño. Francesca, no me dejes, mi Francesca, no me dejes, te lo pido. Pues ya sabes que no vivo si no tengo tu cariño.
Cheese factor's high on that one.
But doesn't cheesy at some point become historic and just that a should, pillar?
That should be a theme for one of our shows.
Stuff that was once cheesy but is now a pillar of culture, cultural milestone.
Like the shirt that the Chicano Batman wears, the ruffled tuxedo shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Theme for a show. Here, let me write that down.
Next up, I brought a song that is from a genre that was once considered not cheesy, but very vulgar and classless and crass. And I'm talking about tango. And the singer of this next song is Carlos Gardel. He's a pillar of Argentine music. He's considered one of the fathers of tango. And he's really the figure who took tango from the brothels and the underworld in which it was born, and he
legitimized it.
Yeah, he legitimized it. This is not entirely a tango song. It's more like a ballad, but it's instantly recognizable for anyone who likes Spanish language music. This is El Día Que Me Quieras, The Day You Love Me.
Acaricia mi sueño, el suave murmullo de tu suspirar. Cómo ríe la vida si tus ojos negros me quieren mirar. Y si es mío el arpado de tu risa leve, que es como un cantar. Ella quieta mi herida, todo se olvida. Que me quiera la rosa engalana, me vestirá de fiesta con su mejor color, y al viento las carparas dirán que ella eres mía, y loca la portada se cortará de tu amor. Noche que me quiera desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa. Que verán tu cara de mi corazón. El día que me quiera no habrá más que armonía, será clara la aurora y alegre el manantial, traerá quieta la brisa, rumor de melodía, y nos darán las fuentes su canto de cristal. El día que me quieras, endulzará sus cuerdas el pájaro cantor, florecerá la vida, no existirá el dolor. La noche que me quiera, desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en su pelo, luciérnaga curiosa, o que verán, o querer mi corazuelo.
This song is also sung by Carlos Gardel, but I picked a version by the Spanish singer Concha Huica. How would you say desgarradora? Desgarrado means unhinged, and to have una voz desgarradora is to have a voice that is so passionate and so emotional, it's unhinged, it's untethered, it's dislocated from what is normal. And that's what Concha Huica is. And this is such a song about going back and the complexities of going back to your, wherever you want to go back to, whether it's a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a country, and about how there's some humiliation and mortification about going back because time has passed and your forehead is now full of wrinkles and it's not what it used to be and you're going back.
Yo adivino el parpadeo de las luces que a lo lejos van marcando mi retorno. Son las mismas que alumbraron con sus pálidos reflejos hondas horas de dolor. Y aunque no quise el regreso, siempre se vuelve al primer amor. La vieja calle donde la codijo, tuya su vida, tuyo es su querer. Bajo el burlado mirar de las estrellas que con indiferencia hoy me ven volver, volver. Con la frente marchita y las nieves del tiempo plateando mi sien, sentí
I hate cutting into this song, but we do have to bring the show to a close, and we have to walk off the balcony now and go back into the hotel. Thank you so much for the playlist.
You're welcome.
The playlist to stand on a balcony in Los Angeles.
And look nostalgically at the city and pretend that you really miss Cary Grant.
You can hear all these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.
Tengo miedo del encuentro con el pasado que vuelve a enfrentarse con mi vida. Tengo miedo de las noches que pobladas de recuerdos encadena mi soñar. Pero el viajero que huye tarde o temprano detiene su andar. Y aunque el orgullo que todo lo destruye haya matado mi vieja ilusión, guardo en mi pecho una esperanza humilde que es toda la fortuna de mi corazón. Frente a las nieves del tiempo plateando mi sien. Sentir que es un soplo la vida, que 20 años no es nada, que febril la mirada y errante la sombra te busca y te nombra vivir. Con el alma aferrada a un dulce recuerdo que lloro otra vez. Otra vez.